Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, the answer to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for everything you're doing to keep America rolling along. That includes our over-the-road truck drivers, the men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, and all those guys and gals making runs down into the hurricane zone down here where Hurricane Ian came through in southwest Florida. Also, Felix and the mail haulers, thanks for what you do, hauling the bulk mail. And to our suicide jockeys, hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel, as well as our Amazon workers in the warehouse and our Amazon drivers out there getting the job done delivering those packages. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the original Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. All of them the same, Captain's America. That's Captain's with an S after it, America, all lowercase, all one word. Now, don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take advantage of everything that we have over there that you can take advantage of. Okay, joining us right now from the land of milk and honey, fruits and roses, and a few grapes and berries, too, and a couple of nuts out there. Not to forget about, of course, Nancy Pelosi. We have got we've got the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren.
Yeah, just a few nuts.
A few berries. A few people living on sidewalks. You name it, right?
Yep.
All righty. Okay, thank you very much, guys and gals. Appreciate that very much. All right, are you ready to say the pledge, my friend?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
One nation under God. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was formed under Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, I want to start the show by wishing a special, sincere thank you to the thousands, and yes, you heard me right, the thousands of people who took the time to send me messages either by email or by instant message or by Facebook or by whatever means that they chose. I'm still trying to decipher everything that's in there, Kyle, but I will eventually get back and answer every one of them. But for now, I'm just telling everybody that sent me birthday wishes yesterday on the internet or however you did it, thank you so very much, and I will eventually get back and thank every one of you personally. What a deal.
Absolutely. Now, I'm so glad about that, Captain. That is so cool.
Now, we need to get into some breaking news here in the last few hours. That's not on our list, but we just made it part of our list. Number one, fentanyl, again, found in like candy boxes, to be sold, like you buy at a counter. And the pictures that I saw, they were sitting on a counter, and I'm not sure what the brand name was, but the fentanyl pills that were in there were pretty much turquoise looking by the color of them inside this container of what should have been candy. And I'm just thinking to myself, what would have happened if a kid had gotten a hold of that?
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. In fact, parents are being asked to double check, of course, their children's Halloween candy. You should be doing that anyway these days. But, Captain, they found some 12,000 suspected fentanyl pills that were disguised as Halloween candy that look exactly like these boxes of candy you might buy at Los Angeles International Airport, or LAX. The suspect, we understand, managed to get away, but they evidently know who this person is. So obviously they will be following up. And obviously if this is a major problem. They found these boxes that were listed as Sweet Tarts, Skittles, and Whoppers, according to officials.
Yeah.
So somebody was trying to bring these things to the airport, and that spells real peril for our kids this Halloween.
That apparently is where they're distributing them.
Perhaps, that's right.
Yeah.
And so, you know, they always try to smuggle these things in so it looks legitimate. You know, you put stuff in shampoo bottles or this kind of thing. We've seen all kinds of stuff like that. But this is especially heinous because it would be directed, obviously, at kids.
All right, and then we lost a 110, sorry, probably 150 by the time you get done. We lost a $110 million aircraft, an F-35, crashed at Hill Air Force Base in Utah. The pilot was able to get out, but he lost control of the aircraft and down she went.
That's right. That was an F-35A Lightning II. It crashed about 6:15 p.m. We understand after the ejection, they did recover the pilot. He was taken to a medical center for evaluation or treatment, but nothing has been said yet about what the condition of that pilot was, so we hope that the pilot was okay.
Now, when you hear about craziness in California and wasting money and some other things along that line, you usually think of one of two places, Los Angeles or San Francisco, right?
Oh, right, exactly.
Well, the city, and we won't mention the name yet, the city is building a single public toilet. That's a one-staller, I guess, unless they mean the facility, single public toilet, for $1.7 million, and it won't be done for years. And I do believe it's in San Francisco, is it not?
It is. Tax dollars, hard at work.
All right. Well, speaking of hard at work, we're going to take a break, and we'll come right back with more. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back with Kyle Warren.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, I'd be happy to, Kyle. We'll be back to Kyle here in just a second. You know, I've been telling you folks for over 8 years about Relief Factor, and I've been telling you about the product. It works. That's why you hear me telling you about it. It works for me. It continues to work today after 8 years, and I'm going to continue to tell this as long as the product does what they say it's doing and the prices remain the way that they've remained. Now, the father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot are on a mission. And you rarely see this kind of focus when you're talking about companies up there, but they are doubling down right now, and they want to literally double their total number of happy customers coming up the end of this year and next year in general. And I believe they're going to do it. And the reason why is because of the 3-week quick start. That is Relief Factor, where you get a 3-week supply, take it as directed, and I'm telling you, you'll be out of pain and starting to come back to make a miraculous recovery and get your life back in control as a result. Now, it doesn't matter what kind of pain you got. It could be foot pain. It could be ankle pain. It could be knee pain. It could be hip pain, back pain, neck pain, elbow, hands, arms, neck, shoulder, whatever. Give this product a try and give it 3 weeks and take it the way it says to take it. And you just might find the solution you've been waiting on. Now, you got to take it once a day in the morning with your breakfast. You get up, you have your breakfast, which is probably the most important meal of the day, and you take the Relief Factor. And then you let the product do the work. Now, you can take it again if you have to, if the pain gets bad enough to do it, but you should always take it with a meal. For example, if your pain is bothering you at lunchtime, you take it then. If your pain is bothering you at dinner time, you take it then. But don't just take it for the sake of taking it and say, well, I think I need some more or whatever. That's not what it's designed to do. It's designed to work, and it solely and completely spreads through the body by the food that you eat. That's all part of the way it does. It breaks it up, and away you go. So, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. That's the website. Go over there. Try the 3-week quick start. It only costs $19.99 to begin with. That's it. It's been that same price for over 8 years. And I believe you'll be very pleased with the result. Because Kyle likes to say,
all you have to lose is pain.
And that's true. That's so very true. Okay. Amid the pressure of the midterms, we heard the president talk about gas prices, inflation, and economic uncertainty. Now, the president announced a plan yesterday, and his plan was a lot of the same old we've been hearing, except for a couple of little add-ons. He claims that the oil companies are making record profits and they're gouging us. His words, not mine. But he also wants the oil companies to put more oil out on the market to increase their production and to maybe drill a little bit more. Didn't say a word about the pipelines, though, did he, Kyle?
No, he didn't. And I got to tell you, Captain, I think this is a huge smokescreen.
I think it's an ambush.
Why in the heck would you come out and start saying this? They don't believe it. They don't believe in it. They would have done this a long time ago because we understood exactly what happened when we cut off energy independence. So, you know, folks, don't believe it. This is absolutely a red herring that the Biden administration is trying to put out.
This is being done to garner votes and to say, look what I'm doing. Look what I'm doing. He's not going to do it. That's not even close to what's in their platform. They have a platform, and they're running on the same platform they ran on in this midterm that they did back 2 years ago in the presidential election. So the platform itself has not changed at all.
Not at all. But what they're trying to do, Captain, are they trying to sound more like Republicans? Like, hey, drill, baby, drill. And
working for the down. It's working for the Republicans, isn't it?
Well, right, but it's legitimate coming from them.
That's right.
Coming from the Biden administration, it's just they're trying to imitate that only for the short term because if they hold on to power, watch out. It's going to start getting even worse.
We cannot allow the Democrats in this country to schnooker us and to pull the wool over our eyes and try to make it sound like they're going to do something that they have no intention of. You can't fall for the trap. Hold the line, ladies and gentlemen. Hold the line and vote these bums out that created this problem to begin with. We can't.
Well, that's right.
Yep, we can't afford to take the chance. They are not going to do what they say. They're going to try to save their proverbial ass and say anything to do it.
Right. And one other thing, too, Captain, can you explain why we're going to get rid of 15 million barrels more out of the Strategic Petroleum Reserve? You know, that's not a good idea under any circumstances at this point.
Well, no, I can't, because 15 million barrels of oil does nothing to the oil that we use every day, which is, I believe, 20 million barrels a day.
Right. It's, you know, it's only just for some news story. The president today released 15 million barrels of oil to try to make things better. You know, nobody believes this stuff.
No. Now, we did have a debate here, a senatorial debate, between Val Demings and Senator Marco Rubio, and it got pretty vicious back and forth between the two. But Senator Rubio arguably has the upper hand because his strong response to Representative Demings' accusation of voter suppression, they pulled that stunt again. Well, they're trying to suppress the vote. Well, you don't want the blacks to vote. Well, I mean, get over it, will you people? Get over it. And Rubio came back with a counterattack of his own by telling the people that Demings supported the 2018 People's Budget. You remember that?
Right, right.
That was a big problem. That was as socialist as it comes, the 2018 People's Budget.
That's right. And, of course, even we understand the word liar was tossed out evidently over more than once during this whole thing. You know, so it was very was not amicable in the grand sense. But it just shows, Captain, that the desperation, I think, is really starting to set in.
Mm-hmm.
It really is.
Well, let me tell the people that because some people are going, people's budget, what's that? That sounds communist. Well, it is. The people's budget is part of the Thrive agenda. Itself a facet of the Green New Deal. Sound familiar?
Oh, yeah.
The budget describes itself as advancing our commitment to efficient renewable energy and green jobs. Additionally, the budget allows states to transition to single-payer health care systems. Obamacare! And lastly, the budget seeks to make debt-free college a reality for all students. Free college. As such, Rubio denounced the budget plan as crazy, it is, socialist, it is, and a liberal wish list on the American people, it is, and guess who's going to pay for that?
Well, you and me and everybody else.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. That's right. Well, a few get it for nothing. The rest of us are going to pay for it, and I don't like that idea.
Well, no, you know, they keep repackaging these far left or socialist, and some would even say, as you're talking about, even sort of, you know, communist influenced ideas, and they just keep coming back with it. They think, well, if we just make it new again, people will buy this, but, you know, hopefully people are not going to be buying it.
Well, his denunciations are not without some merit. We already know, and it's been verified, that the tax rate would increase by $65,000 per household on for a total of $8.2 per year. This would go up to $9.5 an increase in spending on wasteful green energy projects, while slashing defense spending by some $1 trillion. This is not the time to slash our Defense Department. And further sources of income for this ambition would be $10.25 tax per barrel of oil, making gas prices even higher than the current rate. Finally, the people's budget also includes funding for sanctuary cities, the same sort of places that don't actually want the migrants they claim to shelter. Now, that's evidenced, of course, by the Martha's Vineyard affair back in September.
Well, right. So this, even this term people's budget, it sounds like it really just messes with people's lives budget.
Uh-huh. And by the way, Demings claims to support the Border Patrol and police. She voted against a bill funding them, H.R. 3354, voted against the money for the Border Patrol and the police departments across the country. That's how serious she is about saying, well, I never defunded the police. Really? Why'd you vote against it, lady? Okay, we'll be right back. Kyle Warren's sticking right there. Bottom of the hour coming up. Your stations are going to get a chance to pay a few bills, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And we're going to come right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Do not go anywhere, because we'll be back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Donald Trump was deposed on Wednesday in a defamation lawsuit brought in New York by writer E. Jean Carroll after the former U.S. president denied having raped her, a spokesperson for Carroll said in a statement. We're pleased that on behalf of our client, we were able to take Donald Trump's deposition today, the spokesperson said, declining to provide further details. A group that works with union pension funds is pressing Hyundai Motor Company to respond to reports of child labor at U.S. parts suppliers, warning of potential reputational damage to the Korean automaker. After easing slightly the previous month, inflation continued rising in September, heightening the country's cost of living crisis. Consumer prices in Britain rose 10.1% in September from a year earlier, continuing their steep climb as the nation grapples with rapidly increasing food prices, high energy costs, and political uncertainty. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle, and Kyle would know how fast this radio show's going. He's seen a bunch of the emails, too, so he knows what's going on here. We get inundated every night, and like I said, yesterday being my birthday, was an exceptional day. I had well over 1,000 emails and messages and instant messages, and you name it, I had it. So I am going to answer all of them. It's going to take me a while to do, but I will get it done over the next couple of days, so you'll see a reply coming back from me. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell and MyPillow. That's right, MyPillow. Now, MyPillow.com is his original website where you can go and see all the different things he has for the bedroom. But I will tell you, at MyStore.com, you can go over there and buy things for your living room, your dining room, your kitchen, your bathroom, because they have a lot of that over there, those kind of products, and you're going to like what you see. Again, same savings over there, same type of setup. You give them your product code, which will always be Captain. That's your promo code, rather. Captain, that's your key to saving money over there. So MyStore.com, promo code Captain. MyPillow.com, promo code Captain. Gets you all the reduced bills. Now, don't forget, over on MyPillow, on that page, you go to the Radio Listener Specials page. It's right there. Click on that using the promo code Captain. You'll get in there. You'll see all kinds of savings. And I mean, they got some just fantastic savings. A lot of new products in there, too. The My Slippers are back. The brand new My Slippers are back, made even better than the other ones were, if that's possible. But it's possible now. And you'll be able to see all of that by using the promo code Captain. And oh, by the way, if you want to call them, you can call 800-641-641.
800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Take a look at what they've got. Christmas is coming up. A lot of people are starting to buy ahead of time, save the money, because these specials are already lower than what some of the prices are that are supposedly on sale in some of the big box stores and the malls. So there you go. MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. MyStore.com, promo code CAPTAIN. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, obviously, we have things going on. President Joe Biden suggesting that his top priority is codifying abortion rights, making them into federal law. But the White House says his top priority is actually combating inflation. Now, you've got one side of the White House on your left hand doing one thing, and one side of the White House on your right hand doing another thing, and that never worked anywhere, did it?
No, it doesn't. It really doesn't.
So, who do we believe? Do we believe little old Frenchie, who's going along with that one line, or do we believe the snowman, Joe Biden?
Well, I think when Biden's talking about stuff like that, again, they're trying to virtue signal to the voters who are going to primarily vote on the notion about abortion. We've heard about codifying Roe v. Wade long before, but this is just another one of those things that they're trying to talk about, because when they, if they do talk about fighting inflation, and by the way, the president is fighting inflation somehow, we don't even know how. Karine Jean-Pierre, I guess, you know, is telling people that as well. But none of it makes any sense, because if they talk about inflation, they know that's a losing factor, so they want to go with this notion about abortion. So, no, the left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing, and I think it's just really indicative that the leadership is just not there.
So we've seen Joe Biden out on the road campaigning and doing other things, right?
Right.
Jill is usually with him, right?
Right.
And if he makes a gaffe, or if he steps in it or something like that, and she's close by, she becomes the director and shover in chief, getting him out of the way. Have you noticed that?
Well, of course, yeah. Or try to correct him or something like that. Yeah.
So what's going on here is that the person that seems to be directing the orientation on the platform, on the podium, is in fact Joe Biden. We were wondering who was pulling his strings. It's apparently left up to Joe Biden when he gets in a jam to get him out of the way.
Well, sure. It's whenever Joe Biden starts going extemporaneous, and he'll do that. He'll go off script. You can tell when he does it. And then he starts saying things like, catch this. Now, wait a minute, no joke, or stuff like that. You know that all of a sudden, he's going off the deep end here. He's gonna meander into something that's gonna sound weird, and they're gonna have to clean up later on. And that's no joy to say that, by the way, because the presentation that we have now of the President of the United States is of somebody who just doesn't kind of get it anymore. And Jill Biden's doing her best, there's no doubt about that, to try to correct it or cover it up. But it is a show, and it's really sad.
She is the one that hires the staff around the president. And that includes the president's chief of staff, who is? Ron Klain.
Yeah.
She hired him because he had worked there before, and he knew kind of the ground rules and what was up with the president. So I'm finding out now, and this, of course, would probably never be agreed to by Ron Klain, but I'm finding out now that Jill is the one that's calling the shots when they get out there. She pulls the plug when it's time to go and leave an event or stop talking or whatever. It's all on her to make that decision.
You know, Captain, I think one of the great questions that reporters could start asking in the White House press briefing room is, because of all these handling problems that they have with Joe Biden, I think they need to bring up that word we hear so much, sustainable, and ask the question, is this sustainable over the next 2 years? I think a lot of people would think no.
Because this has become so serious and so political, she is now part of the strategic White House planning meetings that they have before they go to do anything anywhere. And she's the one that sits in there and makes some of the command decisions.
Really? Well, that
yes,
is
really.
That's really. Yeah,
now,
but that's
you know how I know this?
How do you know that?
It's a story written by Red State yesterday where they spelled all of this out.
Very interesting.
Yep.
Indeed. Well, and but again, it's like, but it's really like an all hands on deck kind of problem. If the main focus of the White House is to keep the president from saying something weird or goofy or something like that, we got bigger problems in this country. We're seeing what's happening in Europe with Ukraine. The president talks about global Armageddon. You know, oh my gosh, China's going to invade Taiwan anytime soon. You know, it would seem at least at whatever it's best for them to do it. It would seem, and Joe Biden. We're worrying about him, whether or not he knows which way to go after he makes his speech. This is huge problems.
And do you know where that all started, what they're doing right now?
Where's that?
Well, it all started with me. You know, I had old Hillary out there, and she put that big old whip on me and told me I couldn't do this, you couldn't do that, and it was all on her. She run the show.
Well,
that wasn't bad. I got better at that.
That's right. That's right. Well, but even so, you know, Bill and Hillary Clinton was a much different kind of situation.
Yeah.
But
stand by your man. Oh, never mind.
Yeah, but the thing was, nobody thought that Bill Clinton was losing his faculties. I mean,
no.
That's a huge.
No, but they knew he had a I was going to say something. Yeah, I guess I can say this. They knew he had a nut problem.
Well, that's true. Well, right. Yeah. And that was under normal circumstances, that would bring down a president, don't you think, to have a scandal as such?
Well, of course. Of course. Now, let me see how much time we got. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I was just going to say briefly, and through Bill Clinton, we found out what the meaning of the word is. You know, this is where we're at.
All right. I'm going to go back to the oil thing, and I found a little clarity as to what I said, because somebody wants to say, where'd you get your info? Well, I got it from the United States Department of Energy, believe it or not. Experts say Biden's announcement of releasing more oil from the reserve is unlikely to change prices at the pump. The U.S. consumes just under 20 million barrels of oil per day.
So what have we accomplished?
Nothing.
All we've done is get rid of oil that we could possibly need in an actual emergency situation.
I'm going to tell you what's going to happen to that oil right now. They're going to put it up on the market, and they're going to sell it to the highest bidder. Remember, this is $20 a barrel oil.
Well, that's right. So how in the heck are we going to replace that oil without paying
not at that price.
Literally... Not at that price, exactly. And so the fact that it was full, basically, was set well for our country in case we need to actually use that. But it's being released only for political purposes, and that's a shame.
That's it. You got it right. Okay, we're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. Kyle's going to hang in there. Your stations are going to take a little break here. We're going to be right back with a lot more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Take a look at the roads. And, yeah, it's snowing in some spots up north. Again, we'll tell you where. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Just trying to keep on talking. Here you are, my man.
I'm just sitting here listening to this dance music, and this was great dance music back in the day. And I got a couple of buddies of mine that like to dance. One of them, the first one, is going to be in a dance contest this weekend. Major Mac Van Maxim, Major Mac Daddy, we call him. He's going to be dancing around the Tampa Bay area. I'll be telling you more about that on Friday because he's got to give me some more info so I can tell you where it's going to be. But, you know, this is the kind of music I can picture Kyle Warren out there gliding around the dance floor with. What do you think there?
Well, I love that track, the Bee Gees, more than a word.
That is dancing music right there, fella. I mean to tell you. And back in the day, I danced to that. I can't do it now because of my situation. I guess I'd have to stand there and make it look like I was doing something, but I just can't move around the way I used to. But anyway, it is what it is. All right, let me read this and then give it over to you. We're going to have some gusty winds. It's going to bring, once again, critical fire weather conditions Thursday out in the northern and central high plains. Don't really care about that. That's not the story. Now, it's going to get really cold again, and I mean cold, all through the Mississippi Valley and pretty much the East Coast, on up into the middle Atlantic states, actually up into Pennsylvania, central Pennsylvania, upstate New York. We do have some snow in the forecast in the higher elevations, so we'll tell you about that here in a little bit. And they had 18 inches of snow, Kyle, in the upper peninsula of Michigan as of yesterday when I had Ron Evers on, and I asked him if he was going to go skiing, and he just went, no. no. But anyway, winter is here, and I guess Santa's is going to be doing touch and goes down here in the beach if you get down here in the warm weather. But gusty winds, rain, mountain snow are all going to arrive in the Northwest Friday, and we are going to have a mess going across the northern part of the U.S. all weekend. Mark my words. Take it away, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. We're still tracking these air quality alerts, especially for Seattle, Washington, but Portland, Oregon, still reading smoke this morning, and so you definitely want to be careful there. As we head down the coast of Oregon, we've actually got fog around Florence, so Richard the Marine, you might have some foggy weather going on right now, and this extends all the way down, not the fog, but the air quality alerts, all the way down to Medford to the border with California. But we still continue with the expectation, Captain, as we come into the weekend, especially starting on Friday, looks like we're going to start seeing those colder temperatures, snow, of course, in the Pacific Northwest, breezy winds, the mountainous regions, of course, first to see the snow falling, and some areas will be 4,000 to 5,000 feet on Saturday, maybe 2,500 to 3,500 feet on Sunday, so be aware of that. Our friends over in Montana and northern Idaho, looks like they've still got this bad air stagnation. It's a pollutants near the surface, so you want to be aware of that if you have respiratory issues. Our friends in Missoula, looks like you're going to start getting some rain as we go into the next couple of days here, so be aware of that. Also, in northern Nevada up near Reno, this will extend up 395 towards Susanville, up along I-80, of course, is where Reno is. You've got a strong cold front that's going to be coming in this weekend as well. Gusty winds, that's going to change things as well. So, Captain is right. Winter is here, so be careful out there.
And I might tell you that when I started the show here in Tampa less than an hour ago, it was 55 degrees. Now it's down to 53. Temperature's going to drop during the course of the evening. Be down in the 40s by morning. Tomorrow morning, I believe, is going to be the colder of the mornings we're going to have here. That means up where Frank Salvato is, he's going to be up there sitting in some really chilly temperatures up in the panhandle, because right now the entire panhandle of Florida, all the way across I-10 to Jacksonville, is in a frost and or freeze warning. Now, the closer you get to the Georgia border, the closer you get to the Alabama line, the closer you get to the Mississippi line, the colder the temperatures you're going to get, and it's going to be real quick when you start seeing temperatures in the 30s. And the 20s on up towards Tennessee, because it's really nippy tonight. The Music City, I'll guarantee you, they're wearing a fur coat on top of a fur coat.
I'll bet, yeah.
Yeah, because it's the movie stars up there and the country singers are going to be all bundled up going back and forth to their
club settings and whatnot that they're in. A lot of them up there, and a lot of them are playing. So it's really nippy up there. Now, it's kind of funny because the weather isn't quite as cold going up the center part of the United States. Now, this would be I-95 through South Carolina and through North Carolina. And then it kind of comes back. You'll be in part of the freeze warning in Virginia, up towards Richmond, up towards D.C. But it's closer to the ocean in those other two states I just mentioned down below. So you might have a frost warning, but you don't have that hard freeze that they're getting. And if you got over by the coastline there, Raleigh, and all the way over to the water, to Wilmington, and to Elizabeth City, you are in a hard freeze over there. Same as if you're going up towards Norfolk and up towards Jersey. And there is, in the higher elevations, some snow, first of the season, I do believe, for the hilly parts of New Jersey. And some of the Adirondack Mountains and some of the Catskill Mountains are getting a little bit of snow tonight. As well as up in Maine, there's a mountain range that's up there. A mountain, I forget what the heck the name of it is, but it's up there either in Maine or New Hampshire. I forget. It's about a 10,000-foot mountain. It's snowing up there tonight.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. So there you go. I'll probably have to look it up during the break so I can mention it next to ours or what it is. And most people don't just drive up there unless they got a reason to go up there. So it's not like you're going to take your semi, throw the chains on, and go up there and make a delivery. That doesn't quite work that way. Besides that, that's a national park up there.
Yep.
Mount Washington, is that it? Maybe that's it.
Okay, yeah, it could be. Yeah, we'll look it up.
All right, but again, the central part of the country, if you're north-south routes, if you're on I-55, if you're on I-65, if you're on I-57, 59, if you're on coming out of Missouri, if you're on I-44 going up to St. Louis, if you're on any of I-40 or I-64, or I-70, central part of the U.S., coming over into the mountains there in the East Coast, you are going to be in some bone-chilling temperatures. And that even goes up as far as I-81 and up in the eastern part of Ohio and the western part of Pennsylvania through the mountains up there on I-90, on I-95 coming up the coastline. So be advised, get your woolies on, and be ready. Okay, we're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and we got lots more for you lined up in the can, as we like to call it. I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.